From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The G7 summit ends with President Trump unloading on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, washing his hands of the summit and blaming Canadian milk. Trump spent much of the G7 complaining about Canadian dairy tariffs, seizing on one number in particular, Canada's 270% tariff on certain products. AgWeb.com reports Pierre Lampron with the Canadian Dairy Farmer Lobby Group says President Trump isn't going after the system of supply management as much as looking to dump surplus subsidized U.S. dairy products on the Canadian market. An amicus brief filed by the American Farm Bureau in federal court says if the Waters of the U.S. rule became law, it would freeze up the use of farmland as landowners try to determine whether every minor drainage ditch, dry arroyo, and nearby puddle is covered by the Clean Waters Act. The American Farm Bureau Federation filed the brief along with 14 other industry groups. EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have delayed implementation of the rule until 2020, an action that itself is being challenged in separate lawsuits. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is urging American farmers and ranchers to get those 2017 Census of Agriculture questionnaires turned in. He says the USDA and many other government and industry groups use the results to guide vital programs and funding. Perdue says it's easier and faster than ever to respond online at agcensus.usda.gov or by mail.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.